You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has recently proposed the idea of an assistant psychologist role. I spoke with co-director of the clinical psychology program at the University of Auckland and clinical psychologist Dr. Tanya Cargo about the government's proposition. Other countries such as the UK have already implemented an assistant psychology role. Can you explain what this role would entail within the New Zealand mental health system?
Yeah, it's a bit hard to describe what that would look like in New Zealand. This idea has been floated around, I think, for the last, 8 or 10 years. So we don't kind of know what it would look like. Certainly in the overseas example, it's been helpful for certain types of work. And certainly we all agree in New Zealand that we need more psychologists and that this type of experience is crucial for people wanting to become registered clinical psychologists. So what the actual job would be and what it would look like would be, I guess, dependent on how it was regulated and how psychology assistants were used in clinical programs, in clinical contexts. But overseas, you know, they've often been involved in what we kind of call low-intensity care work. Mild to moderate conditions, being able to do testing and research. The big issue for us, obviously, is that they need to be supervised. And we currently don't have enough supervisors for our current students. And so it would be more, you know, need to be thought of in terms of how would we provide that capacity for a role like a psychology assistant.
How do you see this role playing out in terms of practicality and efficiency?
And I can only talk for the Auckland program, but what we'd like to see is, you know, a well thought out idea. And I think the Minister's been clear that, you know, that consideration is there, that the programs who would be involved in the training and the provision of supervision would be in agreement about what that might look like. We do have a lot of students and coming into the program. Just making sure that they got a good deal, I suppose, in terms of being a research assistant and also in terms of their role as a psychology assistant.
Can you comment on the current capacity of clinical psychology training programs in New Zealand and what specific challenges are preventing an increase in the number of placements?
Well, I can only kind of comment on the Auckland program. And the kind of main ones really are that we need additional resources. Yes, obviously funding. It's a competitive entry program, so we get way more applicants than we're able to extend the offer to. The biggest issue is supervision, as I talked about. Students need to have supervised practice. They're dealing with significant mental health issues. And being able to find enough supervisors who are working in mental health area is the biggest challenge. Also with our program, they're doctoral students, so there's the clinical supervision aspect and the thesis supervision aspect that has to be supported. As I say, we'd love to be able to take more students into the program, but we need those additional resources. And we'd also need a memorandum of understanding really regarding funding, because our students are really, it's a long program. Many of them aren't eligible for scholarships. They've been revoked. We need a new method for being able to fund students and a memorandum of understanding with people like Te Whatu Ora, who provide those clinical placements and supervisors in the internship year, but not so much in the placement year where we, you know, our students are having two placements every year.
How do you see the balance between expanding the clinical psychology workforce and maintaining the quality of training and patient care?
I think that the balance would be, none of the programs would enter into something that they couldn't guarantee the quality. It's just really about being able to have the funding and the capacity staff-wise and placement-wise so that our students are able to get that enriching experience. And remembering that in, you know, New Zealand, Aotearoa, cultural safety is paramount. So unlike the other programs overseas, culture doesn't really play a large part in training. But certainly New Zealand, it's a big and important part of being able to produce clinical psychologists who are ready for New Zealand workforce.
Is there anything that you'd like to add?
You know, we want to see more psychologists. But we also want to see that there's a pathway. And while psychology assistants, you know, that role still, often you'll see those advertised in Seek and other health journals. So the idea of a psychology assistant is already out there, and many of our students kind of have those roles in preparing to enter into a registered program. But it's really about making sure that, one, you know, it's fundable and that our students aren't stressed because there's so much financial pressure on them. Two, that we can give them good quality placements with, you know, registered clinical psychologists. And three, that we're able to support them culturally to be culturally safe. And that, you know, the programs are looking to be equitable and achieve those so that the workforce looks like the environment and the community that we're serving.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.